We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
5:54. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app, too. You know how it works. Same old routine. Welcome to a Monday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good weekend?
Yeah, great weekend. How about you?
Great. Right. Good weekend. All safe. Everything's good. Didn't really leave the house. So, you know me. I play it safe, man. I don't want to take any chances in this world. Good morning, Shredil.
Like good morning.
It's Halloween week.
I know.
Hey, did I see where a haunted house burned?
Yeah, in Parker.
This morning?
Yeah, but it was a little one.
Let me see here. It's a little house?
Yeah, it's a little house.
Well, it doesn't matter. A burn's a burn.
That's true.
A fire destroyed the Fried Acres. Oh, no, not Fried Acres. The haunted house early this morning. Well, Monday morning. Around 1:22 in the morning. Firefighters say the high winds are making it very difficult. Plus, they don't have any water.
And now it's in the hay.
Yeah.
So now the hay's burning.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, nobody's injured, though, right?
No.
Nobody hurt? Nothing like that?
All good.
All right, so Fried Acres, it burns. Well, that sucks. A week before Halloween?
That is a shame.
This is your big week. This is where you're going to cash in. Somebody's got an investment in this little sucker.
Yeah.
And now it's just ashes on the ground. All the little ghosts. Everything's burned up now. Oh, that's terrible. We had a fire once. I lived in a condo. And I'll quickly tell this story. We have to take a break. But I lived in a condo over, it's near Chatfield. And they built the condos before they ever could put hydrants in there. So there was no water in the neighborhood in case a fire breaks out. And what happens? A fire breaks out.
Of course.
A woman in her 80s is trying to cook a turkey out on her patio, her balcony. It's wood. She drops a bird down.
Oh, no, she was trying to fry it?
She's trying to deep fry on her balcony. Set the place on fire. Burned down two complexes. And they had no water. So the trucks show up, and what do? They just sit there and watch the fire.
Oh, no.
I mean, you can use the water that's on the truck, but that's it.
Yeah.
Once you're out, you're done.
Just make sure everyone's out and safe.
So beware of the turkey fryer
again.
Wow. She burned it to the ground, man. It was bad.
I wouldn't even deep fry a turkey myself. I don't feel confident in that.
It was bad. All right, we have to take a break here. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting rolling on this Monday morning. Welcome to the program. We will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 41 degrees. Good morning, Jamie. I heard you say just a few minutes ago that you got all your stuff done for the week. You're all planned out.
No, I was kidding.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
We thought you were serious.
No.
I thought, man, this is a new Jamie White.
No, I have nothing together. No, I was being sarcastic. Like, oh, I got my crap together. Like, no, I don't have my crap together at all.
You convinced me. I thought for sure you had it down.
No, in fact, oh my God, over the weekend, this guy knocked on my door and I was like, you know, I don't answer my door or whatever. I got this notice. I didn't even know this. So I have direct withdrawal for my loan.
Yeah.
Right? And so so they sold off. You know how mortgages, they sell off your loans all the time?
Mm-hmm.
So they sold off my loan, but I didn't even open that piece of mail. Well, I guess for 3 months, I haven't paid my mortgage.
Oh, because it got switched. Because
it got switched, and they ended my direct withdrawal.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it. And I guess, it's bad.
So what did he say when he showed up at your house?
No, he left a letter.
Oh, he left a letter. You didn't talk to him.
No, I didn't talk to him. It said, your cabin's going away, girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think I would avoid him.
I don't. Well,
he seems,
you know,
like bad news.
But it's so crazy because, I mean, how come they don't direct, like, switch the direct deposit thing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
I know.
You would think that all that information, I guess it's got to have your signature, though, or you know, big thumbs up or something of that nature. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know why, but you're close to being evicted.
Well, my cabin's getting ready to be taken away.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I own my house, but the cabin I don't own. The bank does.
There are these commercials that run, and you've probably heard these before, of where people can go in and they can get these title switches, and you, unbeknownst to you, you end up 4 or 5 months down the road and you don't even own your own house. Somebody has snuck it right out from under you. They now own it. They did a title swap on you. I hear these commercials and it scares the hell out of me.
I know. Well, and then they didn't even like do a certified thing or anything. It was just a guy taped it. And I'm thinking, with it being so windy, what if I didn't see that? I mean, yeah. he taped it and I could see on my ring. He taped it on and took a picture.
Wow.
Like, that was your notice.
Like, that was the proof.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it seems like it'd be certified mail or a signature required or something. You know what I mean?
You would think so.
Yeah. So that happened. That was crazy. And then last night, holy hell, the wind was incredible last night. I literally, and I'm not being dramatic, but maybe, but I literally drove through leaf piles in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it's over. The leaf thing is over. In our neighborhood.
It's over. They all blew off.
Yeah, they all blew off.
Yeah, all it takes is one bomb cyclone. Oh, my God. You've got your leaf. Yeah.
Did you have like crazy leaves?
No.
I mean, leaves. Sorry, wind?
No.
Because I couldn't even sleep.
And it's really weird because today is supposed to be windy too, okay? Uh-huh. Because of this storm that's in the northwest. But for some reason, on the map of high winds, it stops right at the Jefferson County.
Oh, does it?
Why? And it's everything east and south and nothing back to the west.
Well, you're lucky because I can't stand wind because it's nothing. It like doesn't do anything for me. It's not thunder. It's not lightning. It's not rain. It's just... And then it comes through the fireplace, and I think I had 30 minutes of sleep, and I drove here with vertigo.
And it's destructive.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you find all your furniture's, in your neighbor's yard.
Yeah, and this Parker, this poor, I know you talked about it, but the fire.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I've never heard of this particular place, but I guess it's a family-owned business. It's called the Flat Acres Farm, and it's a haunted house, and it burns a week before Halloween.
I know, that sucks.
That sucks. This is the big week. This is when they were going to cash in.
And they can't seem to get it put out either.
Is this live?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they can't seem to get it
out. Oh, I thought it was more extinguished than this.
No. That's what you're all smelling. If you're in Parker in that area, that's what's going on.
All right.
Anyway, happy Monday.
Yeah, Monday. We have to take a break. Big announcement coming up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Yep.
And this is a life changer. I mean, it's a big one.
Well, I mean, are we going to call her Delilah now?
I don't know.
Dylan, Delilah.
I don't know.
I mean, what do you want to go with?
I don't know. I got to think this one through. It's got to be smart.
Delinda? I don't know. What goes with Dylan?
Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, a big announcement right here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. It's Halloween week.
Yes.
Last week of October. Can you believe that, man? And then the holidays kick in after this week.
I was at King Supers over the weekend, and my God, first of all, it was a zoo, and they only had one person checking everybody out. One!
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Oh, my God, and everything else was self-checkout, and so there was just one person, and the line was all the way back to the sodas, way back there, and these old people got in a fight, but that's for a different time. I'll tell you that story. I mean, two old people literally got in a fight, and I was between them, and it was like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Perfect.
Oh, my God, it was crazy. Yeah. But the guy that was checking me out or whatever, I was like, wow, I've never been here when it's this busy. He said, everybody's panic buying.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I'm not kidding. They're panic buying. I'm like, what's the panic? Like, why are we panicked? I don't understand. He goes, I don't know. It's been like this since everybody said that resources are, you know.
Yeah, and I think people are trying to stock up for Thanksgiving.
I guess. I don't know.
And get all the goods they can get because they're afraid people are going to run out. Let me give you a quick, over the weekend, at Saturday, I think it was, at the stadium, they had that huge job fair.
Oh, right.
You know what I'm talking about? All right. DIA, some of those people, along with other businesses, it was supposed to be huge. They were expecting anywhere from 5,000 to 7,000 people with a lot of jobs up for grabs. Only around 100 people showed up.
No.
What?
100
really?
People. Really? There were so many vendors. There were 172 vendors, and only 100 people showed up for applications.
I bet they got a lot of good swag bags.
A lot of free goodies.
Shows
a lot of pens.
Pens, yeah.
It could be a very hectic holiday.
That's wow. Crazy.
I mean, nobody showed up for this big deal. And they've been promoting this, Jimmy, as you know, for weeks.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it. And it happened Saturday. And they put it in the stadium. And there's 100 people.
100 people.
Dang.
Well, that's what the older gentleman, he was like, he said to the lady, there was a manager walking, and he's like, you need more checkout people. And then the other old lady goes, sir, do you not realize that there is a work shortage here? And then the old guy said to the manager, well, what are you doing? And she said, I'm working at customer service. And he goes, well, it doesn't look like you're behind the desk now, are you? And then the other lady is like, you're rude. And then he goes, shut up. And I was like, what is happening? I literally
I'm surprised
said
he
that.
Didn't pick up something and start throwing it.
I literally said to the whole line, what is happening? And everybody cracked up.
It's like the stress of the holidays already hit.
I know. It's the workforce. It's what's happening. And oh my God, I've never seen two old people fight. It was so funny.
You go into a store.
And they went hard too.
You might have two registers open. Maybe. And that's it.
Well, we had one.
And then you got self-checkout, and that's backed up. And it's really, it makes for a rough little shopping experience.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I was like, I said, well, at least you guys made my, I said this to them, because they kept going. And then the old lady would not shut the hell up. Like, the fight was over, and she kept going. She kept going.
She kept jabbering.
Yeah, it's like, it's over. And then she's like, you're desperate. Shut up. And I was like, look, have made my Saturday.
Maybe that's the first real conversation she's had in a while.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, she probably lives alone at home. And so she just wanted to keep on, rattling games.
And then she said to the manager walks by, and now the manager's helping people, right, because she was called out. And she's like, I am so sorry what he said to you. And she's like, it's okay. We're short on workers. And she's like, he's just so rude. And I'm like, the fight is over, lady.
Yeah. She's just got to have the last word. That's exactly right.
It was, and I had to put in my groceries in my own bag.
Oh, yeah. I hate bagging. I'm so bad at it.
I am too.
I am miserable at it.
I am too. I had to bag my own groceries. I was like, I don't know if this goes with this one. Is it going to break? I don't know.
Oh, and then I overfill it. Like, I put all of my drinks in one, and I'm like, this is way too
heavy.
This
is bad.
It's going down.
I know, and I bought a lot of stuff, and I'm like, can't I get some help here? I'm just a little old woman just trying to bag her groceries. But I'm with Carson. Like, I just, it seems to be a science.
And the pressure is on. When that food's coming out, you're like, oh, my God, no!
See,
I thought that it was coming at me. I'm like, stop!
It's like a conveyor belt.
It is. You can't keep up with it.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good at it, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
okay.
I think there are certain people who think they are, and there are certain people who, like you, figure you suck at it.
Yeah, we do.
But I feel like I'm pretty good at it.
Whoa.
Every time I do it, I'm like, I'm pretty impressed with me.
Feels solid, do you?
Yeah, like it could be a backup gig.
Oh, well, you should have come over to My King Super on Saturday.
I
could
have
used your help.
I might have to take you to the grocery store with me.
Yeah, right.
You might want to pick me up and take me.
Oh, my God.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
That is unbelievable. We're seeing pictures for the first time of Jeff Bezos' $500 million yacht. I can't even describe to you what this yacht looks like. It's like fake. It's so big.
It looks like a cruise ship.
Yeah. It's so big.
It doesn't even look like what you would think of a normal yacht.
No. Mm-hmm.
It's literally a cruise ship.
I wonder what kind of crew he has to have.
Oh,
I mean, can't even imagine.
Hundreds.
Yeah, because that is insanity. Schmidilla, if you don't mind posting that on our Facebook, that is unbelievable. Why does anybody need a boat that big?
$500 million.
But, I mean, it's too big. Like, it's like, you know those people that buy those gigantic mansions and you're like, That's got to feel so kind of empty, you know, when you live there.
It's the overkill.
I mean,
nobody needs a boat that big just for yourself and your girlfriend.
Yeah, right?
Get out of here.
I know he has a couple of kids, but come on, Dad.
I mean, you literally have to have 100 to 150, maybe even more than that, just to take care of the boat for you. And it's a full-time job.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something that, you know, the boat goes into a, you know, some hangar somewhere and you just get it out whenever you use it. I mean, you have to maintain this thing all the time.
Well, and then the other thing I don't know if he thought about is, like, I guess you'll just anchor it out at sea or something, but where the hell are you gonna put it in port?
Yeah.
I mean, like, where do you get a slip?
I don't know.
There's gonna be a lot of dinghy use, yeah. I guess. I don't know. That's
big,
crazy.
Big slip.
Okay, so the big news obviously was on Friday was the Alec Baldwin story. It's just getting crazier and crazier. I guess some people are saying that he broke the rules on the movie set, which is pointing it at anybody that you should, you know, we know that you never point a gun at anybody. But then, like, the girl's dad, the woman that died that he pointed the gun at and shot, saying it's not his fault, that it should have never been loaded, which is true, too. So I don't blame anybody. I think it was really an accident, and that's it.
Oh, I do, too. Mm-hmm. I do, too. But there were several mistakes that were made here. You don't point a gun at anyone without checking to see if it's loaded or not. That's just the bottom line. And he failed to do that. But, again, it's a terrible accident.
Yeah, and then Schmidl gave me some kind of troubling audio. The girl that handles all the guns for the movie, she's only 24 years old, and she was in a podcast. This was obviously before this happened, and she's so nervous about her job that I'm really shocked that she has this kind of responsibility. Here it is.
I just finished up working on The Old Way with Nicolas Cage. It was also my first time being head armor. You know, I was really nervous about it at first, and I almost didn't take the job because I wasn't sure if I was ready, but doing it, like, it went really smoothly.
Yeah, so she's head of armor.
Yeah, and from what I understand, they've had complaints on this movie set before, about safety protocols.
Yeah, and there's a lot of loaded guns on that set that they're taking just offset and firing and everything.
Yeah, I don't get that.
So here's the 911 call from the actual movie set.
1 second.
Santa Fe Fire and EMS, what's the location of the emergency? Bonanza Creek Ranch has had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately.
Okay.
Bonanza Creek Ranch, come on.
Hey, don't hang up, okay? Hold on just 1 second.
Director and our camerawoman has been shot.
So was it loaded with a real bullet or one?
I cannot tell you that.
Okay.
Did you see him lean over my chest and yell at me? He's supposed to check the guns. He's responsible for what happened. I was sitting, we were rehearsing, and it went off, and I ran out. We all ran out.
Mm.
Wow. So he was just rehearsing with the gun, pulling it across his body to practice one time. So it says Alec Baldwin was practicing a cross draw in a church pew that required pointing his weapon at the camera during the prop gun mishap that left the cinema photographer dead. Two new witnesses' accounts made public by the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office on Sunday night described last night the moment the 42-year-old director of photography was shot inside the church. I guess he was rehearsing the gun retrieval method from a pew, and one of the Joel, the one guy that was shot, said he heard a loud pop and he realized both him and the woman were bleeding. He didn't know he'd been shot.
Probably stunned.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He said he heard a pop, and then he looked down, and he was bleeding.
You know, and we talked about this on Friday, and I don't know how the movie sets work, but I do not see how you can have live rounds anywhere near a movie set. If you're shooting a mobster movie, mm-hmm. a Western, whatever, you shouldn't have live rounds anywhere near that set.
Yeah, I agree.
Would the live rounds be for? Unless you're doing target practice off on your own time.
Yeah, it just seems weird. Crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was weird, I don't know why I thought this was weird, but Alec Baldwin had breakfast the next day with the husband and her son.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
I don't know why that bothered me. It was just
I thought it was bizarre.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Like, let's go eat. I don't know. Your wife just died. I just shot her. Let's go have breakfast at a hotel.
I could understand the phone call.
Yeah.
You know, something of that nature, mm-hmm. condolences, maybe even go to their house and visit, you know, but to go out to breakfast, I thought that was weird.
I did too. Okay, so you thought so too. Because I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'd be ready to go out and eat anywhere.
No.
You know? Whatever. Mike Tyson and Logan Paul are going to fight in February.
So stupid.
God. Why? Why is this happening with this Logan Paul guy?
Because people pay for it.
I guess. Like Carson.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for this one.
You do this. This is happening because of you.
I'll bet you you buy it when it gets here.
No.
Yep.
Yeah,
no,
you will.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you will.
Look, it's Mike Tyson. If I were going to pay for any of them, this is the one I would pay for.
Yeah, what's the last one you paid for?
I don't even remember.
Was it Holyfield?
No, I didn't pay for that one. It was the one before that.
Yeah.
Because I thought Logan Paul was going to get...
It was Mayweather, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Look, you don't even remember. You paid all that money.
But I will say this. Mike Tyson, if anyone's going to actually knock out, because he might snap. Tyson might snap and just go after Logan Paul.
Boom. You're buying it.
I know, right? He's going to eat another ear? Yeah. I don't know. All right, yeah, so sources say the two are set to have a boxing match in February. A few weeks ago, the former boxing champ stated that he would love to fight one of the Paul brothers or whatever because he believes it would generate over $100 million in pay-per-view. $100 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And then finally for you, this is sad, Schmidl. Ladies prefer men with hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you were just giving us a hair story over there.
Yeah, I know. I know.
30 minutes or so. It's about a date you had this weekend.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
dissed your hair.
Yeah. She did hard.
Yeah, yeah, she said you had a comb over.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
I'm assuming that's not a compliment.
No. I felt like I was a million years old when she told me that.
Big announcement coming up at 7 o'clock. It's a big, it's
big,
huge.
Huge.
Big, big. Coming up at 7. Stand by.
BJ and
Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. I guess Ed Sheeran has COVID.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so he was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, scrambling. November 6th.
Yeah, they're trying to replace him because I guess he won't be available by then.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So does he have the symptoms and stuff, or does it say?
All I saw is that he tested positive, and it was announced over the weekend. Nobody wins that big lotto.
I wondered about that. I thought about you.
Nobody won. Where's my tickets?
Oh, no.
Hang on just a
second. So what's it at now?
$14 million.
Wow.
All right. The numbers, by the way, over the weekend was 1, 3, 4, 8, 17, 36.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't do so well.
I don't think I would do 1, 3, 4, 8.
Mm. They're too close together.
Yeah. I those wouldn't be in my wheelhouse.
I have another line here that has three of the six numbers, Jamie.
Whoa.
I am getting
you
so
You are getting so
super,
close.
Duper close. It's unbelievable.
This is crazy. You're almost there. Oh, yeah. Could be any minute now.
Yeah.
So when's the drawing?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wednesday.
Make a lot sure of people guessed that the big announcement here in, let's see here, what time? In like 4 minutes. A lot of people guessed that it was you won the lottery.
Yeah. I was hoping.
I know, but that wasn't
really
it.
Wasn't the case.
I feel like we wouldn't have a show if you won.
No, he wouldn't be here, that's for sure. He would have slept in.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
I would have been, I don't know what I would have done over the weekend.
You
if
probably
I found
would
out,
have come in, knowing you.
Yeah, I probably would have. I probably would. Yeah. Just if nothing else to brat.
Yeah, right?
You know,
rub
walk
it in
around.
Our face.
Hold your ticket up, wave it.
Yeah.
Like you just don't care.
Yeah, but that wasn't it. That wasn't the big announcement.
Wasn't the case.
Sorry.
Wasn't the case. It's not the big announcement, which, by the way, we'll get to next.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. How are we going to do this? Do we have sound effects
and
stuff?
I'm going to roll a
drum roll. Okay, you got a drum roll.
Got a drum roll, and then we'll...
And by the way, we're an accepting show. Okay, let me just say. So I know that some things were said a long time ago about the Caitlyn Jenner thing and whatever, but we really are accepting. We really are accepting people. And if somebody wants to get boobs on this show, we're fine.
We embrace everything.
Yes, we're fine with it.
In fact, we encourage it. Yes. We like a little change.
Right?
Here and there, you know what I mean?
We're accepting.
All right, everybody, just calm down. Big announcement coming your way. We'll do it for you when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.